from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot, fresh from sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Let's go, baby. We in here. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. One time for Thursday. Hey, hey, hey. And one time for episode number 991. We welcome in here to the August 8th edition of D-Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
Man, what a fantastic game we had earlier between France and Germany. France on their way to the gold medal game to take on the winner of the one we got on in front of us, baby. It's an Olympic watch party, USA versus Serbia, for like the 19th time this Olympics? Or
feels
just
like
this,
it feels like it.
Yeah. Somewhere around there?
Yeah, this is one you got to watch out for. I think USA's going to win, but I'm saying this is one you got to watch out for. This is akin to like the Niners playing the Rams for the third or fourth time, right? And it's like, hey, you're the better team. You're probably going to beat them, but they know everything that you like to do. They have a great player. Just don't let them hang around. That's what I would really say. If you got a chance to get them out of there early, do that.
And starting at center, the guy who's been trashed just nonstop online for really since the start of the Olympics, but especially over the last 24 hours.
I would say they couldn't say too much after that last game. He played real well in the quarterfinal game.
Yeah, but he left because his ankle was bothering him. And the joke was, his ankle's bothering him because he's getting ready to play Jokic.
I think
your girl was a perpetuator of that.
Who's my girl?
You know who. You know, Trist has been all over Joel lately.
True. Now, I will say this.
Trist has had some pretty funny videos recently.
Yeah.
She's had some 10 out of 10.
The
Josh Giddy one.
Oh, that was crazy. Come on. That one was crazy. Oh, no. Nah, man.
I got to get the exact quote that So Trista didn't even really do anything. So I guess there's a Josh Giddy quote on this is about on Australia being eliminated from the Olympics, and the quote is, "It kills me that I have to wait 4 more years."
I shouldn't even be laughing at this.
That's funny. That's funny. It kills me that I have to wait four more years.
That's the one I saw too, and I was like, that's just wild. That's, and like you said, Trista is Trista. Like, she's hilarious.
Yep.
But you don't even have to like listen to the commentary. Like, just her finding the quote, putting it up there. Yep. It's like, oh man.
And with that, you don't even have to add that much to it. You just kind of let it go.
Let it be.
Yep. Let it rock. Serbia up 5-2 as this thing gets underway. Steph ties the game.
Yeah, man. This is going to be a game.
I like USA Steph a lot more than Golden State Steph.
Well, I like Golden State Steph, too. I just don't like Golden State. There's a difference.
Yeah, it's a difference until he gets the ball in his hands with 2 seconds left and the stupid Warriors are down 2 or whatever.
Kenny almost got his jersey once.
Stop. That's true.
Well, I like Steph Curry. Like, stop it.
Well, at least you admit it this time.
No, I like Steph Curry. I've never not admitted that. What I couldn't do is get a Warriors jersey. So don't do that.
Are Kenny's jerseys on this? So we've got to narrow down this list and have like the top 10 D'Lo and Casey moments of the first 1,000 episode by obviously the 21st.
Yeah.
I don't think Steph's jersey, you know, makes the list, but I did.
It shouldn't.
I think I don't think you find this one as funny as everybody else does.
What's that?
Well, is there a Back to the Future Part 1 was pretty funny.
I mean, it doesn't bother me. It was just when I asked it, it was more of a confirmation. Like, as if you listen to the question, I was like, there's a part 1, right? Right? Right.
That's kind of a wild question, though.
Well, I'd never seen it. I didn't get any of the references that they're like, oh, you don't understand the reference of To the Moon, Bob. No, I've never heard that. I don't know. I don't get that.
Star Wars did start at number 4, too, so it's happened before.
I think you just went to the Honeymooners from like 1960 something. Like, what did you watch growing up?
So, no, I didn't.
Who's Bob?
That's what they were. That's how I felt with all the stuff they were saying. But I was like, nah, every cultural reference I get from that series is from 2. So I was like, there couldn't have been a 2 without a 1, right? And then, but it's fine. I don't have a problem.
I don't think it makes
I don't
the
have
list,
a problem
though.
with the clip.
I don't think it makes the list, though.
It's honorable mention-ish.
Yeah.
It's like you know, top 10 wide receivers. Honorable mention.
I think they're...
It's the Debo Samuel of this list.
Oh, man.
Serbia's come out hitting.
That's Jesus. Tough.
Every time I turn around, they're hitting a 3.
Well, okay. King about laid out. Bogey.
Oh, everybody hitting.
Come on, man.
Oh, it's lit. It's up.
That was Steph again.
Yeah, man.
I like this, Steph. I like American.
11 points from Steph Curry.
I like
him. 12.
I like American Steph. This is the Steph Curry I like.
Oh my
I'm not going to enjoy him nearly as much in a month and a half, but I like this Steph Curry.
Well, you ain't got to worry about him much in a month and a half. You ain't got to worry about him. Find him. Find him.
Come on, Steph.
Find him.
Bang. This dude right here. Come on, man. Steph got. So this is
it's
what
it's going crazy.
Oh, this is what it's like being a Warriors
fan. It's going crazy.
America's winning.
Steph Curry has 14 of the first 15 points for Team USA.
He has 14 points in less than 4 minutes.
Bogey right back at him.
Oh, come on, man. I'm not happy for Steph. Come on, Steph. Shoot it again. Right shoot it again, Steph.
Right there.
Oh. I want this is Kobe last game all over again.
No, you know what
I
it
want
is?
Steph to shoot the ball every time. That's holding.
It, look at these.
Oh,
these boys
come on, man. That's whack.
These boys miss. You know what it reminds me of? It was shades of Jimmer Fredette that time he got hot at the Arco Arena.
All right, man.
No, that's what it was. Everybody know when Jimmer came down. Remember the one time?
Course, yeah, that time? One time. Yeah.
Everybody remembers the singular time that happened.
Remember that one time Marvin Bagley dunked.
Yeah, this yeah, I do. That was the time.
360 dunk.
that was the only highlight, yes.
But Book was looking for Steph, too. There's Joe to Drew. Drew for 3. Oh, it's a 3-point contest right now. Drew misses at 16-15 right now. Serbia. Man, Steph, I love this.
Yeah, it's some good stuff. It's some good stuff. It's going to be a game, though, man. It's going to be a game. I do believe that. I don't think this is going to be a... a 30-point game or nothing like that. Serbia, they are very familiar. I mean, you
are
talk.
Are y'all happy for Bogey now or no?
You talk about being from. They're 7 of 9 from the field. You talk about being familiar with somebody. I mean, a lot of these. Serbia as a country playing against USA is familiar. And then just the NBA guys, like Jokic, Bogey,
Oh, come on, man. They need to chill out with these threes, too. They're living behind the line.
Mm. They got to start playing some defense too.
Has LeBron touched it? Well, there you go. Okay, LeBron for three. All right. King settling them down. One-eyed King right there with the stitches. Let's go, LeBron. All right, it's 20-18. Serbia up. This is going to be a fight. We're watching this entire game. This is going to be a fight.
Hey, do you?
And that game earlier was fantastic.
That was a great game. And that gold medal game is going to be crazy.
Yeah.
That gold medal game is going to be. These boys ain't missing.
Man.
I told you, these boys are not missing right now.
Man.
We've got to do something. They're not missing. I think they are.
Bet you wish you
10
had,
of 12 from the
you,
field.
Bet you wish you had Jaylen Brown now.
Oh, Jason Tatum, put him in.
Well, it's Serbia. He's not going to play.
Yeah, matchups.
Joel Embiid, first shot of the game. That was.
Jason Tatum.
That was.
Yeah, we ain't going to see that was JT. Jason Tatum. Yeah. So, okay, yeah. How does he play today? How does he play today, Steve Kerr?
It's all right. Just doubt the Boston Celtics more, I guess.
Uh-oh.
Oh, here it comes.
Uh-oh, it's on and popping now.
Oh, man. And Joe was the first one. Book, too.
KD is really Captain America, too. Like, he's that dude.
And there's the Celtics sitting right next to each other. Yeah, here comes KD, the greatest American basketball player of our generation, of all time, of any generation. The Slim Reaper in here.
Remember that stat that they had the first game where with Jokic in the game, it was tied. With him out, it was like minus 21.
Well, then you can't sit Jokic.
You can't. You can't sit Jokic.
Jokic hooked. I do not like that beard at all. Watch Jokic hook Anthony Davis right there. Jokic got the hook on Anthony Davis and got the foul call. He got him in one of those Brock Lesnar arm bars.
I like the beard a little bit. I like it.
I feel like it needs to grow in up here.
Oh, he don't want it to. He don't want it to.
He's shaving?
The jawline.
Okay.
That's his bag.
I'm no expert. Lord knows I can't grow a beard. So.
Well, you can. You just got to be patient. That's all.
How much more patient do I have to be?
It's a process, man.
You guys
what
keep saying
more
that.
Do you want from me? Uh-oh, Ant-Man.
It's 24-18. Someone else checking in, too.
Ant-Man coming in for Drew. That'd be my guess. Yeah.
25-18, boy. Serbia up. This is, good call on that one.
It's just going to be a game. It's just going to be a game. It's, like I said, USA's going to win it, but it's just going to be a game. It's not going to be a 30-point
game. Anthony Davis bringing the ball up the floor against Jokic.
Point guard, Anthony Davis.
I guess so. Get the ball to seven. Get the ball to seven.
Oh, Jokic.
KD. Oh, there's a.
We
got one, man. We got one. We'll talk a little bit about Dennis Schroeder and Wimby and Franz. And,
that was crazy.
Man, that was a. I can't believe the Olympics are over, almost over, man. It's been fun.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
No, I've enjoyed it. I can't wait for 28. I think 28 is going to be, I don't know how we're going to be like doing the show, because we're going to be there. We're gonna have to go to ESPN LA studios.
Okay.
we're going to.
Sorry, guys. There. What are you doing here? What are you guys doing here?
I'm KC from LA.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We know people. We know people.
Hey, when we get back, you gotta ask me what percentage I am with Brandon Ayuk being a 49er.
Okay, I'm with it. We'll do that. Happy birthday to Dr. David the Third.
Yeah.
Dr. David the Third turning 15 today. Man, Dr. David got a family full of juggernaut athletes over there.
Mm-hmm.
So happy birthday to Dr. David the Third, man. We are just getting started. We are so happy you are here with us, and I'm so happy to see I Am Not Ham back in the chat.
Hey!
Let's go, baby. I Am Not Ham. It's D'Lo and KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
This is D'Lo and KC on ESPN 1320, brought to you by Sky River Casino.
Yeah, Jason Tatum really isn't playing basketball today.
Semi-final game, Jason.
The first game I didn't care. Today it's low-key bugging me if he doesn't play.
Derek White is in the game. I could be wrong. Derek, I
Tatum.
Think.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
He
looked like he might have got the word too.
Yeah. I think all of the players who are playing are in.
Yeah, because they've gone. This is 10 now.
Yeah. So it's Tatum and Tyrese again.
I think about what you guys said after that first game about, like, you were kind of surprised at the reaction that people had to him not playing. You know, mm-hmm. they're still talking about that. I see this podcasts like now, like, still talking about, like, Steve Kerr, what are you doing? And when I say that, I know it's not – look, I understand. It was Gil's podcast, but Kenyon Martin was, like, going in, like, bro, like, what are you doing? Like, what are we doing here? So it's almost – 2 weeks later,
yeah,
they've won every game by an average of like 30, and people are still upset about that. I don't know why they're still
like,
upset about it. At the time, it was kind of jarring, but we've all moved on, I thought. But.
Yeah, 29-23 right now, and they'll have a whole host of things to talk about should Jason Tatum not enter this game, and God forbid – America loses.
Now,
if
America loses.
Jason Tatum doesn't enter this game.
Yeah. Best believe we will be talking about it on D'Lo and KC.
And here's the. I was reading like an old article that ESPN posted. I can't remember what year, but they say what year it's from. But it was about the bronze medal that shook up USA basketball. Mm. And it was 2004, right, in Athens. And a lot of people forget that's the first Olympics after 9/11. Mm-hmm. and that might not register for everybody, but like the concerns that people had in 2021 were different, but the concerns were very, very heightened, right? The concerns in 2024 were just as terrifying. They were different, but they were equally as terrifying. And that's why I think you got a lot of no thank yous. You got a lot of things going on. You had guys in contract situations and all of that different stuff. And Larry Brown mm-hmm. was the coach of that team. And, you know, when we look at, you know, I saw Grant Hill's quote about Jalen, and we could talk about that later. And, you know, we go back to Steve Kerr. I honestly think these coaches are scared to death to be Larry Brown. Mm. They don't want to be the coach who ignites the next the next falter, because you look at, like, LeBron is here. Yeah. Joel Embiid is here. I mean, Giannis and Jokic, they're playing for their respective countries, but you got the most recent MVP, American MVP, here. Mm-hmm. You've got Tatum here. You got Ant-Man, the future here. You got a young guy like Tyrese here. There's no looking at this team going, man, there's a lot of guys said no. And, you know, we're talking about this game right now. They're down 6 versus Serbia as the first quarter's coming to an end. But we know they got it. No matter, they got, who, if America wins, they got France coming up. That's going to be a fight. Mm-hmm. If Germany had advanced, it was going to be a fight. And I swear to you, I think Steve Kerr and his coaching staff, as well as the, to a certain degree, the committee, I think they're scared of being that group that causes the next kind of ruffle in USA basketball. One of the main points in that article was, it was a team of all stars, right? Like the AI was there. LeBron, you don't look at it and you go, man, who are these dudes here?
Right.
But they didn't fit together. And that's the problem. And sometimes we look sideways at stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But the overwhelming belief was the selection process was poor, and we picked a bunch of guys that didn't really fit together. Mm-hmm. We picked a bunch of guys that had the same skill. And I think these guys, it's 31-23 right now. Serbia's up entering the second quarter. I think these guys are terrified of becoming that. And that's why you wind up seeing things. Maybe it seems irrational to not play Jason Tatum. Mm-hmm. For whatever reason, those guys think that that's the move versus Serbia for some reason. Mm-hmm. And I can't. You can be critical of it and you can think that it's wrong, but I'm not going to. I don't know. I feel like some of the dialogue around this particular USA team has been a little crazy.
Do you? That was a great point that you made. The thing that I would say, I don't know if it's like pushback or anything else like that, but if you were Steve Kerr and you were scared not to be Larry Brown, wouldn't you like play it safe? And what I mean by play it safe is, I know what the matchups might say, but
or
I'm just going to play Jason Tatum.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
Cause in this, they may feel exactly how you feel, but maybe they're overcoming that and saying, nope, I'm going to do what I believe is right here and is the right way to win, regardless of it not being a safe thing to do or something like that.
Alternatively, you're overthinking it. Mm. So what you're talking about, playing it safe, play Tatum. He's one of the best players on the world. If you're really that concerned about, you know, winding up like that 0-4 team, play the best players. Mm-hmm. Alternatively, you start to overthink this, and you think that Serbia, boy, Tatum doesn't match up well with Serbia. Mm-hmm. Man, I think we're gonna have to hold him out of this one. And you start talking yourself out of it. I do think Steve Kerr's original. Or I think his original statement is extremely accurate in that I think this is a lot more true in a competitive game than in a blowout. Playing 12 guys in a 40-minute game and expecting them to be impactful is probably difficult. Mm-hmm. In that case, you'd probably have to pick a couple of guys that you want to be really impactful. Mm-hmm. It could be as simple as Steph, LeBron, and KD. And then everything else you're kind of working with, you're figuring out AD and Joel along the way.
So I'm going to say, I'm going to point out something right now. This is when you put Tatum in. You put Tatum in for Derek White, the start of the second quarter. You're going to go back to LeBron or whoever it is, probably at around 5 minutes or so in the quarter.
But
this you already got Derek White in there for the last 3 minutes of the first quarter. I'm not saying he played bad or anything like that, but he wasn't hot like he was in the other games. So this is when you sneak a Tatum in and see what he has.
Do they give technical fouls? Because this Serbian coach will not get out of that official's ear.
He keeps going on the court.
What's the matter with you? He has been all over this official for like 5 minutes.
This game is physical. They getting after Germany and France was physical too.
Yeah, that Germany France game really was physical. There you go. That's Ant-Man
But that's when
you see him settle down. Come on now.
This is the moment where if you're looking for moments for Tatum, it would be like right here.
But is the counter argument we're down points and we got to get stops and Derek White is as good as anybody in the country in that?
Yeah, but I think my argument was answered with a three. My argument would be we got to be able to – these guys are hitting. We got to be able to match point for point. And maybe even slow down the game a little bit. Tatum can get to the line. I mean, you've got enough guys where you don't need Tatum to just get to the line. But
man, when that ball goes up, it feels like Jokic is always in the right position.
Serbia locked in, man. These boys are locked in.
This dialogue is going to be tough if they don't.
If
they don't pull this off.
That's Jokic, correct?
Yeah.
I got my glasses appointment tomorrow.
He does. That's Jokic on Ant-Man right there.
He's got to go the whole way, right?
80, sorry.
He's got to go the whole way today, right?
Yeah. Will said he came out with like a 123 left.
Okay. And that would kind of be what you'd want to do. Like, I think at the time they maybe had a 6-point lead or something like that.
Here comes LeBron.
Get him a minute and a half.
At the eight and a half minute mark, LeBron comes in for Anthony Davis.
Jokic going to be guarding Bam now. This is some good stuff. This is some good basketball.
Is Bam and Jokic right there. Bam up there at the top of the kit. Man, another three.
Oh,
goodness gracious.
Gosh, he banked it in.
37-25. Serbia is up with 8 minutes left in the in the second quarter. They are 7 of 11 from three. Meanwhile, USA, they're 6 of 11 from three, but they're down 12 right now. LeBron James checking back in the game.
Bam
Adebayo out there. Derek White. Anthony Edwards and Kevin Durant.
Get him, Derek. There you go.
There you go. Stay in. Ah.
At the end of the
This is the show, by the way. I'm going to tell you that right now. This game is too tense. Unless Brandon Ayuk gets traded in the middle of it, this is the show. This is a watch party. We are watching this game together. We're going to react to this game together. We know some of you can't watch. That's okay. We'll fill you in. Some of you got like four screens up right now. You got your work screen. You got your D'Lo and KC screen, and you got the Olympics. We got you. We're all watching this together.
We're gonna give you that Aqib Talib.
Danny in San Francisco is turning over in his grave right now.
We're giving you that Aqib Talib play by play.
Every time you guys mention the game, we lose 10 viewers. So I hope you're happy.
See? Sorry, Danny.
Jokic, they're up 14 now, right?
Jokic looked like he having the time of his life.
I mean, this guy is a problem, man. Jokic is a problem. Like we talked about a number of different times. And I said this the other day, I think you feel the same way. When you see the schedule for a national TV game or something like that, it's like, oh, man, Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody want to watch that. Like, don't nobody want to watch Jokic. Like, whatever. And then when you actually see him play,
it's ridiculous.
It's like, this guy's great. Not that you didn't know, but it's almost like you forget until you actually see him play. And he always does something that it's like, nah, this dude's nasty, man. And that's how I feel every time, every single time. Like, I don't get excited to watch him when his team's on the schedule. And then I watch the game and I'm amazed by him every time.
He's fantastic. And one of my favorite things about Jokic is sometimes his most spectacular plays are so ugly.
Mm.
It's you just look at like sideways, and they're ugly in the sense of what was that? Oh, he just threw a pinpoint pass, you know, from across the court. He doesn't throw it like Magic Johnson, though.
Yeah.
So it looks weird, but it gets exactly where it's supposed to go. It results in the exact same thing that it would if Magic Johnson had thrown it. And it's like, yeah, that's how that dude ends up with 14 assists every night.
I think I'm going to name what seems like a nondescript play, but I think you'll remember it. Remember when they played the Kings a couple of years ago and Jokic had like four pivots and then
yeah,
the shot clock was winding down and he had like four pivot pump fakes. And then the one before, or excuse me, the last one, it was like, oh, there's 1 second on the clock. He's got to get this up. And he pump fake pivots again, gets Sabonis up, lays it in as the buzzer sounds. And it's like, it's little stuff like that. Just like, yeah, this dude, he's too much.
USA too is much out of sync. LeBron got Jokic in the air, drove to the basket, found Bam underneath. Bam missed it, and the ball went sailing out of bounds. Mm. Beads of sweat forming on Steve Kerr's forehead right now.
I think Steve just looked at Tatum. Hey, can you give me a water, please?
Oh.
They better get somebody in there. I know that, man. Down 14.
KD in there right now with
Steph. Got to be back in there.
Nope. Yeah, he's up there. Steph, Book, Bam, Bron, and KD. That's the lineup right now.
You talked about that that France-Germany game. What a tough break for Franz Wagner, getting that rebound.
Yeah,
and just not being able to keep his balance.
It felt like, because at first I wondered, I was like, did he get fouled? And that's just not something they do here. And it didn't look like he did.
Some contact, but I wouldn't want that foul call.
I think he was just on 10, and it like he was so, you know, amped for like, okay, we got to get down the floor.
Yeah,
and he kind of stumbled and.
Well, you know what happened? He tried so hard to make sure Wimby didn't get the rebound. Like, he like climbed his back and was, you know.
Understandably, by the way.
Yeah. And he was doing a lot to make sure he didn't get the rebound.
Man.
Oh. Oh, no. Oh. Oh. He did a lot to make sure he didn't get the rebound. And he just never really had his footing once he came back down to the ground.
United States has 25 points. I think Book is going to the line right now. Not sure if that was shooting or not. That might have been on the floor. Jrue Holiday back in. Yeah, Tatum is not playing basketball today. 25 points. U.S. is down 39-25. Steph has 17.
Man. You got to win this one, man.
No.
You got to win. If that's the way you're going to do the rotations, you got to win this one.
No player on the United States has more than one basket besides Steph Curry.
Steph, lead us. There goes
That wasn't the prettiest. Jokic. Yeah, that was not the prettiest thing. Jokic blocks him at the rim. Fast break.
Oh.
Open. Oh, he didn't take it. Jokic, nope, he didn't take it either. Jokic,
oh, my gosh.
Man.
Oh, my goodness.
Man.
Oh, Harriet.
Man.
This guy crazy. Is that an M or a timeout?
No, it's and one. It's 39-25. Jokic is going to the line. I think LeBron fouled him on his way in.
That's
going
to be, it's going to be 41. I think they were already down 14. They just didn't put it up yet. So this has got a chance to be a 17-point game, I believe, if I'm correct.
Jokic just told all of America to go to hell.
Jeez.
My goodness.
Yeah, got a chance to make it 17.
41-25 right now.
Look
with
at
Jokic
the stat
at the
line.
Line.
He's got 8, 6, and 3.
Well, what's
and
he
a
think?
Block.
What's we think he is? Domantas Sabonis?
Who does he think he is? Nikola Jokic? Oh, man.
42-25 right now. No one on the United States can score. This is brutal. Steph had 14 points in the first 4 minutes.
There you go, Joe.
Joel from, I'm not sure what just happened right there. Joel from about 15, but someone on Serbia took a bump.
Did,
is Jokic just clean right there? Oh, Book, well, I don't.
Got to get tough.
Did they call that a foul? No, they got the bucket for it, so it was 42-27.
I think they
don't know what to do at that center position.
Mm.
They tried the lineup with Bam and AD for a minute. Now they've gone back to Joe. Jrue Holiday is back in. I think the starters are back in.
Yeah.
Right? That's the starting lineup right there.
Look at that damn Jokic. Look at that. Oh, my goodness.
There you go. Now this is I'm about to go basketball savant on you. They've got to score when Serbia doesn't score. it does not feel like Serbia is missing baskets. You've got to take advantage of those opportunities. And I think Devin Booker's got an and one coming right here because I think he made this nice pass from the King. Gets pushed in the stomach right there, hits the layup, he'll go to the free throw line.
Just like that, got a chance to get it down to 12.
Yeah, cut it down to 12.
I will say this while there's a little break in the action. And we talked earlier about how Trista, you know, always gives Joel Embiid hell, and people have been wondering about the Jokic thing. It is kind of interesting he doesn't always play Jokic. Like, there's times when he's not hurt and it's his rest day. Mm. Or he's not playing when they're in Denver. Like, he's not – like, he hasn't, you know, been out for 10 games. He's mm-hmm. an active player.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, he just don't play Jokic. And the crazy thing about that as well is it's not like he plays bad against Jokic. Like, every time I've seen them play against each other, he does his thing. Jokic does his thing too, but it's just a good matchup. And ironically, in the last 2 years or so, it doesn't seem like he's always played those games against the Nuggets.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know why that is.
I don't either. Yeah. I don't either. I wonder if we can give me 2 seconds. I got Jokic here. Let's get JoJo and see what we can find. Bam! Sorry, Wi-Fi's moving slow, despite the fact there isn't a soul in sight in this building today.
What do you think the chances are the hallway goes black?
Very high. Very high. Kim isn't here today. The boss isn't here today. I'm going to put that
what
in.
What are the odds? You know how to do odds?
I have no idea.
Is it minus 350?
I have no idea how to do that stuff. I would put the likelihood. What's your percentage that Brandon Ayuk gets traded?
Well, the new percentage.
The new percentage.
Is at 75%.
Okay, so it's dropped to 75%. I got the lights going out at 90%. I got the lights going out before 4 o'clock at 90%. It's 42-29 right now. Did Book miss the free throw?
Yeah, he missed it because they had 27. Here we go. It's Bogey with the rock now. Bogey with Embiid. He just can't stay with him.
Joel Embiid, 6.
You're throwing Holiday on Jokic. We saw Tatum play in the 5 in the finals. Like, you can't find run for him there?
I think
he's not playing.
But I know he's not playing, but you can't just throw Tatum for that. If you need someone like to switch or
Steve
whatever.
Steve Kerr is going to get his ass chewed out if Jason Tatum doesn't play this game and they lose.
So let me ask you this. Let's say they go into the half. I know what you just said.
Yep.
Say they go into the half down 13.
Yep.
Do you reevaluate if you're Kerr and you give Tatum?
Yeah, you got to find someone to score. Minutes. You have to find someone to score. Mm. Again, Steph has 17 points. The team has 29.
Damn.
Is that Joe for 3?
Bang.
Okay.
Bang.
Okay, talk that talk. It's a 10-point game right now. Well, don't do that. don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that, Kenny. Come on, man.
So I'm just doing what Joe did.
No, I know. I know. You're doing the Three Amigos thrust, according to Mark Spears. The three. There you go, Drew.
Joe, boy,
Drew,
shot clock
come on, man.
Down.
Like, Drew's a difference maker. Come on now. Get a basket out of this. As Serbia.
Oh, that's
rare
a
miss.
Serbia, no call.
No call. Joel Embiid trying to pick himself up off the ground.
Ant-Man.
Ah, and he wouldn't.
I saw the clip the other day of when when they, because it just reminded me just now of when they kept playing when Carmelo was dead on the floor.
Oh.
They just kept playing.
Back up to 12 as Serbia hits a floater. Man,
you got to go up with that, Drew. I see what you're doing, but you got to go up with that turnover going the other way. No foul call. Yeah, ain't no foul. Ain't no foul. Drew back down the court.
Drew does not want to attack. Oh. Ah, that's twice Drew's left baskets out there.
3:50.
Get Tatum in there. Come on, man.
12-point game, 44-32, 3:50 to go in the second quarter.
If this game gets to 8, you know what's going to happen. Oh my God. They hit another 3, and it's your boy. Now tell me, y'all happy for Bogey today?
This boy cold. Hey, can we still
talk? Y'all happy for Bogey today?
Remember we were talking about trading for him, like, during the summer? Can we still?
Oh, look at Melo. Melo about to suit up.
Get him in there. Get Kyon in there.
Come on, Bron, get him. Bron told Bogey he could kiss his ass. I think that's who he was talking to. Oh, no, he wasn't talking to Bogey. Oh, yes, he was. Yes, he was.
Yeah. Oh, let's talk. Get Cayenne in there. Get him in there. We need fresh blood.
I don't even know what LeBron was yelling about. Mm. I swore I saw him say the word flopping, but I don't know what he was yelling about.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you another question here. If
how many does Bogey have? Bogey at 12.
If this doesn't go the way we want it in America, and hear me when I say this, I know it shouldn't. I'm not subscribing to it, but we know there's a bunch of yahoos out there.
Local radio yahoos.
Is this more ammunition against LeBron James? I'm just asking a question.
Absolutely
but
not.
Do you think it will be? Do you think it will be, though?
No, because Skip Bayless is off the air.
Oh, that's a good point.
Stephen A. might cook.
That's what I'm saying. Like I said, I'm not subscribing to it. I'm just saying, you know, that's what it's going to be out there.
I don't think it'll, not like if it was Bron 4 years ago, or 8 years ago, or whatever.
Yeah, no, it will. Haters will hate on Bron for this. Absolutely. Because he would have lost 2 gold medals.
How many is it? Does he have 2? Or 1?
I think he has 08 and 12. He's got 08,
yeah, 08 and 12. 08 and 12.
I don't know if he has 16, though.
16. Well, they haven't lost since 04, have they? Nah. So.
No, they haven't.
But he might not have been there, huh?
Yeah, I don't remember if he was at 16 or not.
There he goes. He sees the sense of urgency. He's turned up now. Bogey didn't woke up the man.
King got... Yeah, he didn't play in 16.
Oh, Jordan Meeks. Come on. In the Matthews Mattress Chatty House, LaFeba failure.
LeBron is pissed.
He turned up.
Yeah, LeBron is pissed. Get the ball to the King.
Go to work. Oh, yeah, go to work. Go to work, Bron. He's got him in the post.
Yep.
He's backing him down. He's orchestrating. Yep. This one is a dump out. Get it right back to him, Drew, on the pick and pop. Gets it to Joel.
Joel, 3. Oh! Joel with a dunk. Stop doing that. Joel got Jokic in the air, went right past him, dunked on the baseline. Oh, what a move by Embiid.
That's all. Get it, Zay. That's the Marv.
Oh, what a move by Embiid. And now they're down 10. Come on, man.
Just
there
like
we go.
That.
Look at Joe. Shut him down, Joe. Shut him down, Joe.
Oh, my gosh. Why'd he fall like that?
Shut him down, Joe.
Look at this guy almost... hyperextended his leg. Just come down regular, Joel. Jesus.
Well, that was a little awkward. He needed to hang on the rim.
Bro doesn't know how to take a bump, huh?
Yeah, he doesn't know how to. Yeah, that's facts. If I'm reading these stats correctly, their last 8 matchups, Joel Embiid is 6-2 versus Nikola Jokic.
Probably averaging like 30 a night.
I'm trying to figure out. I don't know if these... I think these numbers are against each other. Mm. 27.9 versus 20.9. 11.2 versus 10.7. Both in favor of Joel. I could be reading that wrong, and if I am, my sincerest apologies.
That sounds right. Like, when he does play against him, I don't remember him, like, looking bad.
Yeah, so, my God... I mean, this was a little while ago. This was in 16. He had 41.
Yeah.
He had 41 to Jokic's 25. He had 47 to Jokic's 24. He had 34 to Jokic's 22.
Mm. He played, the 41 game.
Yeah, those numbers were right, 27.9 to 20.9.
The 41-point game, I think, was...
Did they just hit another damn 3 while I was looking at stats?
9 of 16.
No hand in the face either.
Oh, man.
Joel for 3. I don't think we need that again.
I think one of the issues is Joel doesn't play, or I don't want to say doesn't play. He hasn't played as much in Denver.
I got you.
So, and I don't know why. Like I said, he balls out.
Maybe he doesn't like Denver.
Maybe he don't like
Maybe the altitude.
Yeah. I don't know.
Embiid backing down Drew Holiday from the very top of the key.
Mm.
Steph with the rebound, pushing the ball up the floor. It's 13-point game with about a minute and some change. Steph's trying to get loose.
Hit him with the Jim Ross. Like, the match is still going on, but we got to go to break. Hit him with the Jim Ross.
Don't you dare go anywhere, folks.
Why don't we just do all our commercials at the end of the show?
Okay, get this bucket right here.
Oh.
Right, go to commercial, for goodness sake. LeBron brings the USA back within 11 after a three-point play right there. Steph with 20. Bron now with 9. Joel Embiid with 7.
At the end
7.
Of the half. No, we're going to the half down 11. That's actually low-key.
Let's see if the camera gets a shot of Tatum walking with a shooting shirt on. No, I guess we're just going to focus on Bogey because that's what everybody in America wants to see is goddamn Bogdanovich walking off the floor. Atlanta Hawks fans are really excited about that. Get the hell out of here.
Oh, man.
Hey, great performance by Joe in the first half.
Yeah.
Steph has been incredible. Someone's got to get some baskets, and boy, Kerr is really married to Jason Tatum not playing. He did not play a single second in that first half.
Kerr and Grant Hill, watch yourselves.
I don't think it would matter either way with this team, but I do think the fact that they were able to go into the half down 11 as opposed to the 17 they were earlier, it's like, oh, it's 11. We start the half on an 8-0 run. It's a 3-point game. You know what I mean? Like it's that simple. Like we can start the half on an 8-0
so
run.
So the 8 is dope because it means someone's got going offensively, but you've got to be able to stop them on the defensive end, which is something they haven't done today. Mm-hmm. Like the shooting splits right now for the USA are 48, 47, and 50. They've missed 4 free throws.
Yeah.
48, 47, and 50 for Serbia. It's 54, 52, and 85.7. They just missed their first free throw. They're 10 of 19 from 3, 19 of 35 from the field.
Well, to be honest with you, this isn't that much different than the first game. It's just a little in reverse. Because I bet Serbia, after that first game they played in the Olympics, were like, we're not playing bad. Like, we're hitting shots or whatever. They just shooting 68% from the field. And now in reverse, USA, I think the score maybe dictates that we feel like they're, you know, not playing well. I mean, well, they're not. It's Steph Curry who's going crazy. But Team USA got 9 threes. They're like 9 and 19 in the first half. It's not bad. But when you're giving up 10 threes and these guys are making all their free throws and they're getting easy buckets from Jokic around the rim and stuff like that, you're going to need more. You're going to need to step up even more. This performance would be good enough to beat South Sudan or beat Australia, and you would be going up into the locker room up 11. Mm-hmm. The way Serbia is playing right now is that ain't it.
No points for Jrue Holiday so far in this one. 3 points from Devin Booker. No points from Kevin Durant. No points from Bam Adebayo. 2 points from Anthony Edwards and 2 points from Anthony Davis and nothing from Derek White. That's a total of 4 points off the bench right now. I think Serbia has 8 off the bench. 2, 3, 6. Yeah, it's 4-8 in terms of bench points. USA isn't turning the ball over like crazy. Only 4 turnovers on this one. Serbia has 3. It's just Serbia is hitting shots at a pretty stupid rate. And normally, 47% from three is not a bad look.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
9 of 19, Kings fans will take that every day.
Mm-hmm.
It's just Serbia is 10 of 19, and they've got a couple of extra. They've been able to get a couple of extra shots because of Nikola Jokic down in the blocks and their ability to. It's not just Jokic jumping up and grabbing rebounds. It's that they've got guards and forwards who have been tapping the ball all over the place, and it's winding up in Jokic's hands. Jokic doing what he does, making the right decision, getting another quality possession for Serbia, and more times than not, getting another basket.
Yeah, and we talked about this at the beginning of this game. We said there's an aspect of Serbia seeing Team USA a number of different times over the last, I don't know how many years. I mean, they played them. This would be the third time in this whole preseason and Olympic competition, but they've seen them over the years a number of different times. They're familiar with them. They're not intimidated by them. They believe, and this is whether, you know, they're right or not, they believe they can beat USA. They have, there's no doubt in their mind that they can, they know it'll be tough or whatever the case may be, but they believe, nah, we have enough to beat them. And it all that stuff, like I said, we talked about it. You can see a close game coming. I didn't think they'd be down 11 at the half, but this was, I would have been shocked if it was going to be, you know, this this blowout.
France advanced to the gold medal game earlier this morning. Wemby had 11 points in that one. I was working on his name earlier. Is it Ulisselli? He had 17. Another great performance from Dennis Schroeder, 18 in that one. Franz Wagner had 10 for Germany. But France advanced 73-69, and they await the winner of this one. Right now, Serbia is up 11 at the half, 54-43. The United States basketball team cannot get anything going offensively. We've seen similar rotations to what we saw in the first game. Big difference in that one is KD came in and just lit the world on fire. He's been held to one shot, missed that one. There is no flow to this team's offense right now. And a couple of times the ball has wound up in Steph's hands with, you know, please make something happen for us. LeBron started to take over there a bit in the final minutes, and Joe has had some really key moments. He hit a three, but that big and one dunk that he had just a couple of moments ago was huge for U.S. So they'll trudge their way through halftime, and we'll move on to the second half here where, man, what a story it'll be if people, you know, people pose the question, is this team better than the 92 Dream Team, the only Dream Team I think there is in existence? And, you know, basketball, FIBA basketball has changed. Basketball worldwide has changed a lot since 92. There were some really good teams out there. Lithuania had pro players on their team. Of course, the famous Croatia games.
Poor Tony Kukoc.
Well, it's my turn. But, man, you'll get enough people who will say Chuck Daly versus Steve Kerr isn't much of a matchup. You'll get a lot of people. People forget Mike Krzyzewski was on that coaching staff back in 1992. I think Lenny Wilkins was on that coaching staff back in 1992. And should USA lose today, there are going to be a lot of questions about Steve Kerr and this coaching staff in general. But Steve Kerr being at the head of this, he's going to wear a lot of the blame should things go wrong for the United States today.
Well, I'll ask you this, though. If we've talked about it ad nauseum, we'll continue to talk about it right now. If he plays Jason Tatum from the start to now and they lose, I don't think the criticism for him is nearly the same as if he doesn't play Tatum today, and that'd be two Olympic games he didn't play him, and they lose. Like, I think you just kind of, like, if they lose with Tatum playing regular minutes, I think the conversation is more so, man, the world is caught up, da-da-da-da-da. If they lose without Tatum, it's Steve Kerr, what are you doing?
I disagree in the sense of if he had played Jason Tatum this whole way, and they lose, I still think the conversation with Steve Kerr is exactly the same. The difference, in my opinion, with Tatum is he's gas. And you've already got a fire. And not playing Jason Tatum, especially after the season that he had, after the finals he had, is throwing copious amounts of gas onto this fire. This is Kane lighting the Undertaker on fire at the Royal Rumble. I think that was in San Jose. They lit the casket on fire. That's what this is. This is Randy Orton lighting the Undertaker on fire. That's what this is. And it's just extra, it's extra fuel for a conversation that I think was already there. Because I think for whatever reason, Steve Kerr is a pretty polarizing coach already. I think whenever you coach a penthouse-like player, you're going to get, you're not going to get nearly the amount of credit you deserve. And he took over a unique situation in which the Warriors were good with Mark Jackson. They became great with Steve Kerr. Now, you could absolutely argue they would have anyways, but you don't know. And that's the Tatum thing. You don't know. and the unknown is really, really easy to make a case for than the known.
Yeah, you're right. You're right for sure. I think, you know, Steve Kerr is a really good coach. You see a lot with Warrior fans and Warrior Twitter and stuff like that, and they've been killing Steve Kerr since the Rocket series that they were down 3-2. You know what I mean? Like the guy just can't do anything right. So you look at, you know, the what may happen here, and that's just, you talk about adding fuel to the fire. That's going to add fuel to the fire to the people that think he's, you know, an overrated coach or anything like that. And once again, I want to say I don't subscribe to that. I think Steve Kerr's a really good coach. But those questions that everybody has had for a while, they're going to come back up in a major way if he can't get this team to a gold medal. And to that earlier point of, you know, the conversation between Dream Team and this 2024 team, who was better? I said Dream Team when we posed the question. I thought this 2024 team, and they still could be, but they're on the way to surpassing them in a major way, because we all talk about how great this tournament is with all these NBA players or whatever. Up until now, they dominated. Team USA has dominated. They've shot the lights out. They've defended at a high level. They have dominated in pool play and in that first quarterfinal game. And I was like, nah, they finished the job. That's the best team we've ever seen. Now, I don't know. Regardless of what happens, they can still get that title? Like, with where we're
if
at
they
right
lose?
Now. No. Oh. If they win, but look where we're at now. Down 11, at one point down 17 to Serbia, yeah. Come back and win. Say you just win a regular game. Say you win by 15 in the gold medal game. You'd still think people will look at them because of what they just went through in this 20 minutes as the best team ever.
I feel like if you feel that way now and they win, your mind's not going to be changed. Mm. I think the thing that I've wrestled with is I don't know that anyone's better than 92. Like, I'm not sure. I don't know that this team's better than 08.
Mm.
That's the one that I keep getting hung up on, is I don't think, like, you, if, and I know it's really difficult, but don't look at that team with the vision of 2024. We're talking about Dwight Howard in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
Dwayne Wade in 2008, LeBron James in 2008, Kobe Bryant in 2008, Chris Bosh. Like, man, that team was, hell, even Jason Kidd was still good.
Yeah.
At that point. Like, he wasn't like LeBron. I don't even know that LeBron had hit peak powers in 08. That might be 12.
Right.
Which is crazy, because
right.
He was really good in 2008.
Might be 24.
for USA to win this, it might need to be 2024. But I know I'm biased, but I really like that 08 team.
That was a great team. I think, I know a lot of people in here, you know.
Even Darren Williams was good. Like, at the really time, good. Darren Williams was really good.
I think, to be honest with you, from what I've seen so far, and if they can get this, they have to get the job done. But this team might be the best ever. Mm. I mean, but before this moment, they had been smacking teams up. Nobody could stop them. They were running around shooting 58, 59, 60% from the field. I think this is the
same
best
thing
team.
The 08 team did. They were challenged by one team. One of the greatest games I've ever seen.
But the other caveat I would have is this is a different landscape of basketball. This is the toughest worldwide basketball that any basketball team had ever faced. And we talked about South Sudan and what they did, smacked them up. We talked about Serbia the first time, they smacked them up. We talked about who they play, Australia or Brazil, and some of the pros that wasn't even a contest. I mean, they were dominating a higher overall level of competition, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And if they're able to play a team like Serbia, who Serbia is a gold medal quality team. They just, with Bogey, Jokic, and their cohesiveness and some of the other, like, this is a gold medal type of team.
But with that rationale, that's off the table if they lose, or it's on the table if they lose?
If they lose, it's off the table. I can't even put them over 08. 08 won a gold medal.
Mm-hmm.
I know the competition.
But the landscape is different.
The landscape is different, but you still got to win the gold medal. You still got to win the gold medal. That's like saying...
wasn't as different in 08 as it was 24 to 92.
No.
24 to 08 isn't as different.
No, I agree.
It's different.
I agree. But I think at that time, I can't remember what Argentina was looking like, but it felt like in 08 there was one team. It was USA versus Spain.
Yep.
I think there's like three teams here, four teams.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.